The Transfiguration, a glimpse of divine glory illuminating Christ's identity. Introduction. The Transfiguration of Jesus is a pivotal event in the Gospels that holds profound theological significance. This unique encounter with the glory of God is recounted in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but for the purpose of this reflection, we will delve into the account provided in Matthew 17 verses 1-9. The Transfiguration not only reveals essential truths about Jesus' divinity but also offers insights into the continuity of Old Testament prophecies and the fulfillment of God's promises in the person of Jesus Christ. Drawing from Daniel 7 verses 9-14 and 2 Peter 1 verses 16-19, we will explore how the Transfiguration serves as a bridge between the Old and New Testaments, shedding light on the transformative power of encountering the divine presence. The Transfiguration in context. The Transfiguration event occurs at a crucial juncture in the Gospel narratives. Just prior to this event, Jesus begins to unveil the impending reality of his suffering, crucifixion, and resurrection. This revelation, however, is met with bewilderment and fear by his disciples, who struggle to reconcile their understanding of the Messiah with the prospect of his suffering. Responding to their perplexity, Jesus takes three of his closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, up a high mountain, where the remarkable transfiguration unfolds. A glimpse of divine glory. The transfiguration is a moment of awe and wonder, as Jesus' appearance is transfigured before the eyes of his disciples. His countenance radiates a dazzling and divine light, a transformation that harkens back to the radiant manifestation of God in the Old Testament, described vividly in Daniel 7 verses 9-14. In Daniel's prophetic vision, the Ancient of Days is depicted in resplendent majesty, attended by a multitude of heavenly beings. This imagery vividly conveys the divine sovereignty, authority, and holiness that Jesus shares with God the Father. Furthermore, the presence of Moses and Elijah on the mountain carries profound symbolism. Moses, representing the law, and Elijah, representing the prophets, embody the culmination of God's covenantal promises throughout Israel's history. Jesus' appearance with these figures underscores his role as the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, weaving together the threads of divine revelation into a unified tapestry of salvation history. This is my Son, the Beloved. The divine proclamation that accompanies the Transfiguration, "This is my Son, the Beloved, he enjoys my favor. Listen to him," echoes the words spoken at Jesus' baptism, reaffirming his divine lineage and mission. The title Beloved encapsulates Jesus' unique relationship with the Father, signifying his special place within the Trinity. The declaration "Listen to him" carries an authoritative directive for both the disciples on the mountain and for all believers throughout time. It emphasizes the unparalleled significance of Jesus' teachings and his role as the ultimate revealer of God's truth. Amidst a cacophony of competing voices in the world, the divine command to listen to Jesus stands as a clarion call to focus our attention on his life-giving words. In a culture that often prioritizes noise over reflection, the Transfiguration compels us to center our lives on the teachings of Christ, finding in them the wisdom and guidance needed for our journey of faith. The call to transformation. The Apostle Peter, reflecting on the Transfiguration in 2 Peter 1 verses 16-19, offers valuable insight into the event's enduring significance. Having been an eyewitness to the Transfiguration, Peter underscores the authenticity of their encounter with the divine. He encourages believers to hold on to the prophetic message, which shines as a guiding light in a world overshadowed by darkness, until the morning star rises in your hearts. Peter's reflection points to the transformative nature of the Transfiguration. Just as the disciples were transformed by encountering Jesus in his radiant glory, believers today are called to experience a transformation through their encounter with Christ. The divine light that emanated from Jesus on the mountain has the power to illuminate our hearts and minds, dispelling the shadows of doubt, fear, and sin. they saw no one but only Jesus. A particularly poignant moment during the Transfiguration is when the disciples, having witnessed the radiant glory of Jesus along with Moses and Elijah, raised their eyes, and they saw no one but only Jesus. This statement underscores the centrality of Christ in the narrative of salvation. Moses and Elijah, representative of the law and the prophets, fade into the background, leaving only Jesus. This visual depiction underscores Jesus as the fulfillment of both the Old Testament prophecies and the divine plan for redemption. In a world characterized by the allure of various ideologies and philosophies, the Transfiguration serves as a resounding reminder of the paramount importance of fixating our gaze on Jesus alone. Amidst the noise of contemporary culture, the call to prioritize Christ stands as an enduring message. He is the embodiment of God's love, grace, and truth, and it is through him that we find the fullest revelation of God's character. Conclusion. The Transfiguration event holds immense significance, acting as a bridge between the Old and New Testaments and offering a profound glimpse into the glory of God. It is a moment where Jesus' divine nature is unveiled, and the continuity of God's promises throughout history is illuminated. The heavenly affirmation of Jesus as the beloved Son and the command to listen to him resonate across time, reminding us of the authoritative and transformative nature of Christ's message. As we contemplate the Transfiguration, let us be reminded that our faith is rooted in the revealed glory of God in Christ. This event serves as a source of inspiration and encouragement, motivating us to cultivate a deeper relationship with Jesus and allowing his light to illuminate our lives. Just as the disciples raised their eyes and saw only Jesus, may our lives be a reflection of his love, grace, and truth in a world in need of divine illumination. In embracing the lessons of the Transfiguration, we embrace a transformative journey toward greater intimacy with the Savior.